Right. We've now been joined by our race winner in tonight's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Weather Guard Truck Boxes Truck Race here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We've now been joined by Christian Eckes, driver of the number 19 Napa Auto Care Chevrolet. Congratulations, Christian, on the win, first win of this season. Also held Kyle Busch there on those last few laps to get this win. Tell us a little bit about the win from your vantage point behind the wheel.
Yeah, it was just super big for our whole team. The first four races were really rough, and then, you know, last September, we lost this race and inevitably lost a shot at a championship because of it. So this is a big redemption race for us. It's probably the one we had circled the most on the calendar. So to come and have a really good truck and be able to win the race is definitely a good day.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. We'll start here with Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. What are you going to do with the sword?
I think I'm going to give it to my crew chief, honestly. He won here in 2020, I think, with Sam Mayer, and he has a sword for that. So I'll give him two of it. The win is the trophies are extremely cool, but the win is what means everything to me.
Are you going to keep the trophy or give that to him too?
I'm definitely going to keep the trophy.
Okay.
I can give him the sword, but I'm not going to give him both. You know, like that's a little much.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Your history with Kyle is well documented, driving for him for a handful of years. Racing with him, it got pretty intense at the end. Obviously, you guys were pretty good sports about it. Did you have a little bit of extra added incentive to get by him, given your guys' past history, or did you just treat him like anybody else out there?
No, we definitely raced each other like there's some kind of history for sure. He drove through me, I think, on like lap 45, which was fine. It's hard racing. And we kind of repaid the favor. So hopefully there's no hard feelings there. I enjoyed racing him. I always do. I've never beaten him before. So at least straight up. So it's cool to do that. So that's about it.
All right. We'll go to Bob and then Jake. All right. We'll go Jacob and then Bob. Go ahead, Jacob.
Jacob Simon, Race Face Digital. I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly where I was going, Christian. All of your prior wins, Kyle hadn't even been in the field. This was a brawl down the stretch. To be able to go to war and beat him heads up like you did, what does that mean for a career standpoint for you? And then walk us through the contact, too, when you eventually took the lead.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always big and huge to win Kyle. He's the best in our series, you know, by a pretty good margin. He's got the most wins, and he runs the best. So it's especially at Bristol, you know, this is his home. So to beat him here is pretty awesome. And what was the second part of your question? I'm sorry.
The contact and then passed him for the lead.
He had a hell of a save. I thought he was crashed for sure off of four. But just hard racing. I mean, it wasn't like I was meaning to drive through him. So hopefully he feels the same way. But I had a lot of fun.
Does this let you treat the rest of the regular season any differently, having the win in your pocket?
No, I don't think so. You know, winning's great and all, but the big prize at the end of the year is kind of our main goal. So as many points as we can stockpile is kind of our number one goal, like it was, you know, going into here. So still lots of work to do.
All right, Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. So after you had the contact with Kyle, you kind of laid back for a little bit. Was your truck okay, and were you concerned at all?
I was a little bit concerned about the right front damage, but I guess it was fine because we didn't blow anything. So I was a little bit concerned about the right front, and I slid pretty hard. Just needed to gather it back up for a little bit and cool the tires down. He kind of had the same thing because he got sideways too. I just kind of need to cool everything down again.
And then how did the – was the track any different than it was in the fall with the resin?
It was so much different. Yeah, I know. It was way better. Kudos to Bristol on what they did. I was a little unsure. Coming in with how much grip less it had, the resin that is, compared to the PJ1, but it opened up the lanes for the first time ever in the truck race. So if it wasn't for that, it'd be a lot harder to pass lap trucks, and it still was hard to pass lap trucks, but just having multiple lanes to be able to move around was pretty big for us tonight.
All right, we're going to go here.
John Craig, NASCAR.com. You win the race. Zane finishes P3. Ankrum finishes P5. You talk about redemption, but what about the morale from an overall team perspective to get top five in three spots?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us. It's kind of been a rough stretch for the company, honestly. I mean, the 18's been running pretty good, but you know, it's been a grind at the shop trying to get everything together. And these guys deserve every minute of it because they work so hard. And yeah, I mean, this was a huge collaborative effort. It's basically, you know, our setup from last year, all four trucks ran. So what you saw in the 19 tonight, all three of the other trucks had. And, you know, it's cool to kind of have that level of team that, you know, we're all building and we're all trying to do something special here for sure.
All right. Any final questions? All right, Christian, congratulations.
Thank you.